Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. In May, after 21 years, Dave Sager concluded his tenure at Parks and Wildlife as Branch Chief of Ecosystem and Habitat Assessment for Inland Fisheries. Before he left, I asked him of what he was most proud, and he said the people he hired that will continue the agency's mission.
Other than that, it is working on environmental issues to try to keep our resources from deteriorating in the state. We've been very blessed in the resources we have and efforts taken to keep them.
Sager says he's worked for four executive directors and numerous commissions, but one thing has remained constant.
The job really doesn't change all that much because the resources are the same. A lot of the issues are the same. We always have new things come up, like toxic golden algae becoming an issue further east in the state or other things like that. But overall, the jobs stay pretty much the same.
In the end, Sager says he will miss the people of Parks and Wildlife.
It's hard for a lot of folks to understand when they talk about the Parks and Wildlife family. Other places I've worked, it has not been that way. But here it truly is, and it goes throughout the whole division. People always support each other and are there when you have a need. And to me, that's the key.
Learn about employment opportunities at Parks and Wildlife at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.